Now, friends, as we come to the 21st chapter of the book of Proverbs, and chapter 21 now is one of the great chapters in Proverbs. In fact, all of them are great, but this is especially so, I feel, and I think we'll see it as we get into it. Now, the first verse I'm reading in Proverbs 21, the king's heart is in the hand of Jehovah. As the rivulets of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Now, it doesn't make any difference how powerful a man may be. He may have been a pharaoh in Egypt. He may have been a king of Babylon. He may have been the emperor of Rome. He may have been a Caesar. He may have been an Alexander the Great or a Napoleon. He may have been a Joe Stalin or an Adolf Hitler or whoever comes along next, and there'll be one. You can put this down. He cannot act in independence of God. He may think he can. We today in this country have a Declaration of Independence, and right now it's being used for us to declare our independence of God. He's the last one that we thought had any rule over us. We believe in liberty, so today we've declared we are free of God. But you want to know something? We're not free of God. No man is. You cannot act independently. The king's heart is in the hand of Jehovah, and God's going to turn him just like he turns a little babbling brook that comes down the mountainside. It will take this course this year, next year it'll go down another course. Who does that? God does that. That's not chance. And this king, or this ruler, or this person cannot act independently of God. And I wish we had more men today in public office who expressed a dependence upon God and showed it in their lives. And quit telling us that they've got the solution for all the problems of the world. Now, they haven't, and that is misrepresentation for any man to say that. No man is independent of Almighty God, and we need to recognize our dependence upon Him. Oh, may this country be called back before it's too late to a dependence upon God. And we need a new declaration, but this time a declaration of dependence upon Almighty God. How important that is. And we trust that there may be a turning back to God. And it can only come, according to my book, through the Word of God. Now, let me move on down. Verse 2. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah pondereth the hearts. And here again is this matter of man's self-righteousness. There's so much said about that in Proverbs. As I've put in my notes, man rationalizes and God scrutinizes. God looks at your heart. And what you've attempted to do is to paint up the surface and have the outside looking nice. I'm a member of a church. I teach a class even. And I serve on a committee. And I'm very active. Yes, but what about your heart? God pondereth the heart. And he says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And have you been to the Lord Jesus and have spoken to him about your desperate condition? And he's the great physician. He's a heart specialist. He gives you a new heart. He's the first one that went in this business of a heart transplant, a heart that can be obedient unto him.